That violin sounds pretty good, right? But does it sound better than this violin? The answer is a big deal in the violin world because one of them is a fancy Stradivarius. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports on new research that suggests that telling the difference is trickier than it sounds.
A lot of people who care a lot about violins say the ones made by Antonio Stradivari back in the 18th century have a special paradoxical quality. They project their sound out into the concert hall without sounding loud to the person playing them. That Strad sound brings in serious money at auction. In 2006, an instrument nicknamed the Hammer sold for $3.5 million. But that alleged quiet up close yet loud far away thing has always kind of baffled French researcher Claudia Fritz.
There is really nothing obvious there, and physically it doesn't make any sense.
Fritz studies musical acoustics at Pierre and Marie Curie University in Paris, and she tested it. She had people in a concert hall listen to six violins, three by Stradivari and three by modern violin makers, and rate a bunch of qualities, including how they projected their sound. Here, you try it. Here's one. And here's number two. If you can't tell the difference, that's normal. Fritz and her team have already established that even most musicians can't. Want to try again, though? Remember, you're listening for how it projects sound. Number one. And number two. People who could tell the difference thought violin number two projected better, which is surprising because it's not the Stradivarius. And what's more, when they asked the musicians how the violins sounded up close, the ones that projected into the audience also sounded pretty loud to the players. The results were published today in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Full disclosure, one of Fritz's co-authors owns a studio that builds violins. But she says she's not trying to diss older violins. She thinks people will always see a Stradivarius as special.
Because it's a piece of art. They are beautiful. We can't deny that. As long as people are aware that they don't need to pay that amount to have something which works well, then it's fine.
She says people should be less focused on whether Strads are better and think more about what gives any violin its unique sound. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.